Question 298. What is the ordinary law of the church to be observed at the wedding of a Catholic? The ordinary law of the church to be observed at the wedding of a Catholic is this. A Catholic can contract a true marriage only in the presence of an authorized priest and two witnesses. Now, this was written at the time of the old Code of Canon Law, and this has changed a little bit in this section. I'll be mentioning what that is, but first of all, a little addition here. It says, only in the presence of an authorized priest and two witnesses. That might be a little confusing, since a deacon can legitimately witness a marriage, and also a bishop, for that matter. And it says here, only in the presence of an authorized priest and two witnesses, lest you think that the witnesses have to be authorized, they can really be anybody. So that part really doesn't matter. You have to have the witnesses, but they don't have to be authorized. A Catholic who is married by a justice of the peace or a Protestant minister is not really married at all, but simply living in sin. If a Catholic is married in this way, it is a hypocrisy and a mockery of God. God puts no bond of marriage around such a couple as he does around couples who are married by a priest. And this is true. If a Catholic who is bound to the form of holy matrimony is married by a justice of the peace or a Protestant minister, it's true. They are not married. They're simply living in sin. That's absolutely true. And very difficult to hear, of course. It goes on to say, when a Catholic is married at a civil or non-Catholic ceremony, other Catholics are not allowed to be present or even to send gifts or to show any approval, since this is not a real marriage, but simply a terrible agreement to live together in sin. If the marriage takes place at a religious ceremony, the Catholic party is excommunicated. To have this sin forgiven, the couple must be married by a priest or separate from each other. Now, a lot of this is based, again, on the old Code of Canon Law, but in the new Code of Canon Law, there's nothing about being excommunicated in this matter. But this presents a very difficult situation. The person, let's say you have a relative or a friend or somebody you know is a Roman Catholic, at least baptized Catholic, and has left the church for one reason or another, and wants to get married to somebody outside of the church. In such a case, of course, the first part of this commentary on question 298 is correct. That is, it won't be a marriage. The Catholic is bound to the form of Catholic marriage. The question, however, it says, Catholics are not to show any approval. And I think there is another point of view on this, because this has to do with what you're going to do about such a marriage, if it's a given fact. You might be familiar with the Amish, who shun somebody. They don't speak to them. There's no letters, whatnot. If somebody has apostatized from the Amish life for whatever reason, we don't do that as Catholics. If you do I'm not going to show any approval, and this means that they will no longer be allowed at my house, I will not be in the same restaurant with them, I will not share a meal with them, I will not communicate with them, and that kind of thing. If you take that to such an extreme, then the first thing I would say is, well, you can do that and still be a Catholic. There's no penalty on you for behaving in such a fashion. You might think in your heart of hearts, in your conscience, that the best thing I can do for this friend or family member who is marrying outside of the church is to take a really hard line. And just as it says here in the Catechism, not show any approval at all. And really keep my distance. And the only communication I have is to say, you need to either separate or you need to be married in the church. If you're married in the church, everything is restored. I'm right there for you. But another position could be taken. And there are a number of moral theologians who think this is a legitimate thing to do. If in conscience you are convinced that by taking a really hard line, the harder line it is, the less chance the couple has of being married in the church, the harder the line, the less chance of any reconciliation with Holy Mother Church, and I'm going to drive somebody further away from the church by my disapproval, to whatever extent that might be. And St. John Paul II once said that a person can, in good conscience, do something in order to stop or avoid a great or greater evil. And that is a legitimate position. So it boils down to this, and this is a frequent happening. We have to decide what we're going to do based on a conviction. I'm either going to drive this person away, even farther from the church, or this, by this harsh or strict commitment on my part not to show any approval whatsoever, that is the best way to get them back into the church and in union with God. So that's a judgment call that is certainly in accord with the new code of canon law. So whichever one we take, it should be said lastly on this very difficult subject that if I make a decision to go to the marriage or not go to the marriage, to go to the wedding reception, to give a gift, not to give a gift, not to go to the reception, if my actions are based on fear of what someone might think, that is, they might think ill of me, they might think I'm a young fogey and way too strict, and that fear becomes the motivation for my actions, that's not a good motivation. It's not based on faith. It's not based on anything except self-love. On the other hand, if a person makes a decision thinking, my best bet is this course of action, this is the best way I can heal this wound, then we can act accordingly.